No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time. I'm Joy Diaz in for David Brown. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday, the second day of 2020. The landscape for Democratic presidential hopefuls is changing. Again, today we learned that Texas's own Julian Castro is dropping out of the race. How is it that a race that started with two Texas candidates now has none? Regardless of your political inclinations, both Julian Castro and Beto O'Rourke had a lot of what Democratic insiders felt were pluses. Both are young, talented, bilingual, bicultural individuals with political experience. But as 2020 begins, Julian Castro made a painful resolution to pull out of the Democratic presidential race in a video released this morning by his campaign.
With only a month until the Iowa caucuses, and given the circumstances of this campaign season, I've determined that it simply isn't our time. So today, it's with a heavy heart and with profound gratitude that I will suspend my campaign for president.
What does this do to the race for the White House and Texas's role in the 2020 elections? For that, we're joined by Carlos Sanchez. He's senior editor for Texas Monthly. He's also a political writer on border and immigration issues and has written extensively on Julian Castro's presidential bid. Carlos, welcome back to The Standard.
Thank you for having me, Joy.
You were there when Julian Castro announced his candidacy.
Yes, it was mid-January in San Antonio, his hometown, the town that he was mayor for over 5 years. And he was, I believe, among the first, if not the first, to officially announce his candidacy. And it's interesting because he kicked off what began as what was considered the most diverse presidential platform race in the Democratic Party.
We were talking about that this morning.
Today suggests that that diversity is all but gone.
We were talking about that diversity this morning. We were talking about how it was diversity in age, diversity in gender, diversity in race. And now we are left with Democratic presidential candidates that look very much like any other year, I guess.
I have often written that Julian Castro was the perfect foil to a strong candidacy by President Trump. He was the anti-Trump in so many different factors. But the interesting thing that I think emerges here with his departure is that you now have a Democratic field that is battling between running more centrist or more to the left. And in either case, President Trump is going to be able to label the contenders as being far to the left from those who would appeal to President Trump. And I think that is something that should be worrisome to the Democratic Party overall.
So in your opinion, why was it that Castro could not gain traction?
You know, it's interesting. I think in many respects, he was emerging as the conscience of the Democratic Party, pointing out truths that didn't resonate well with traditionalists in the Democratic Party. Key among them was his call to reorder the Democratic primary process, the notion that Iowa and New Hampshire were not representative of the country overall because they were too white. While maybe an accurate notion, was certainly not a popular notion. Mm. And I think that is where Julian spoke truth to power. And that is where the Democratic Party should worry most.
And in his farewell speech in this video that we just listened to, he talks about it not being his time, essentially, or our time, he says. Was he too late or was he too early?
In many respects, I think he is helping to move the needle in terms of diversity that is necessary for a successful campaign, particularly against a president who is very good at using both racist and xenophobic rhetoric to his advantage. And I think that Julian's departure should be something that others take note of as worrisome. I don't know that he was too early. You know, we often joke that in the 1980s, Newsweek magazine declared that the decade of the Hispanics. Mm. And Hispanics still have not resonated in the upper echelons of power in Washington to this day.
So what's next for Castro? Could he be a vice presidential candidate, for instance, for the Democratic Party? I wonder, you know, what he has to offer. Could he deliver Texas, say, for a Democratic candidate?
I think he very well could deliver Texas, and he could deliver the Hispanic vote in key states. His campaign, the strategy behind it, had been to focus on some significant states, including Nevada and Florida, all along. And I think he has built up a network in those swing states that could potentially benefit a Democratic Party nomination.
Carlos Sanchez is senior editor for Texas Monthly and a political writer on border and immigration issues. Carlos, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Joy.